You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, dolls.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at Big Ribs and Big Wigs.
Hey, hi. Welcome back in. And it's another episode of the beautiful Big Wigs. Back in action.
Wow.
My girl, Anna.
The alliteration. I'm loving it, Dre.
One thing you should know about me, love alliteration.
I do know that, actually. You guys love. All love this. Every week when we like post the podcast, I'm always like, titles, any titles? And she'll be like, chicken charcuterie, coochie coochie coo. And I'm like, wait. And she loves the alliteration. I've gotten to know that. I'll be like, how about like, walk in the sand, and you're like,
bratwursts, babes, and big asses. Perfect, Anna. I love alliteration. I don't know what
when
it is.
When I have no creativity, you know, I was like, sure.
Coochie, coochie, coo. What the hell was that?
C's. I was just thinking of C words, and that's all that came out.
Speaking of C's.
Oh, no.
Anna rolls on in here with a big old box of Krispy Kreme, and I was like, what is that?
Krispy Kreme.
Please do share.
Wait, we're doing this now? We're doing the...
Okay. Well, we don't have to do the...
I brought a Big Wig Bite, okay? I really wanted to do a segment for a Big Wig Bite, but I sort of feel like there... Do you feel this way? There are certain, like, stores or places. If you are in the vicinity, if you see it, you have to stop and get something.
I think that's the draw of Krispy Kreme. It's the shiny glazed donuts that you stop for.
The light on.
The light. Yeah. Yes, Mike.
Oh, because...
Red light.
It used to be... Only in Penn Station, which was like the saving grace of Penn Station, right? It was the only thing I like. I would cry every time I went to Penn Station. I think I've cried. You're not a real New Yorker unless you've sobbed in Penn Station for hours, I think.
Because you missed a train?
No.
Or just because of...
I always miss the trains. Yeah, that. And it just brings out, I think, everyone's emotions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just a really like down, you know, it brings you down, Penn Station. Although I will say, since it's been redone... Chicer, you know, I'm okay. Actually,
I enjoy
the new Moynihan Hall. I'm actually quite into, but Krispy Kreme, you know, they have this giant Krispy Kreme in Times Square, and I was like right outside of it, and I was like, I mean, it's just right there, you know, and
I gotta go.
I just need to stop, and so I walk in, and no one is from New York, you know, they're all tourists.
I was gonna say it's probably just packed with tourists.
Yeah, it is, but it wasn't super busy. But there's also like three stations, like in the New York. One. And so I was just like intrigued. And I love that they have minis, you know, now. I can't talk. I love that they have the minis now, which
I've never seen those in my life.
Which like make you feel better about yourself, you know? Like, yes, I will eat four minis, which is probably two regular sized donuts, but like I feel better, you know? I'm like, they're a mini, you know? Like,
my classic way of eating cake is to have little slivers. It was my grandma that did that to me. And now I just eat 15 slivers.
And then you're like,
equivalent to four pieces.
Exactly.
Whatever.
My mom does that with pizza. Like, last night we were eating classic pizza, and she literally like, she slices off like literally like a piece of cheese. And I was like, don't go crazy. And she's like, I wasn't going to eat the piece. I just wanted that cheese that fell off. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. That's why she's so little. Anyway, so yeah, I stopped by Krispy Kreme, brought us some Krispy Kreme today, but I brought us a special one. I'm going to save it for you guys. I want you to listen through to the end. For those watching, you're in for a real freaking treat. But for those not watching, we're going to do a Big Wig Bites live section on air. Okay, you're just going to hear me slurp away. This was their limited edition Krispy Kreme. It even says Times Square in gold.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm going to save this.
Dark green, forest green little box, looks like a wedding ring.
Very regal. Yeah, it looks like a super giant wedding ring. I'm going to propose to Dre live on air, so see if she says yes. So,
sorry, Jared.
Anyway, we are surrounded by your suitcases. Dre is on the go. Wedding.
Yeah, I know. It's
wedding.
Wedding. Another wedding. I think this is the last wedding for a while, but it was in Milwaukee.
You know that
great times.
You know that TikTok sound like club, another club, another bus. Yeah,
perform.
Yours is literally like bachelorette wedding, Friday night engagement.
I don't know
party.
Why somebody hasn't made that. I'm going to make that for specifically wedding season because it's exhausting.
I better be in it because I just gave you the idea.
I love how I go, I'm going to make that. That's a great idea.
I know. And I'm like, excuse me, it's my viral clip. I'm going to say it. Wedding, another wedding. Other wet, because I'm basically Lady Gaga, right? She did the first one.
But anyway, it still counts.
Okay, so how was it? How was your weekend?
Wedding, it was great. I've never really explored Milwaukee, but they've got amazing niche clubs. Or shall I say bars. The first bar we went to, These are also Nick's friends, Nick's college friends. So it's tons of Marquette people. So
where,
shout out Marquette.
Can I ask a dumb question? Where on the map is Milwaukee?
All the way north in Wisconsin, in the land of cheese. Okay, Wisconsin. So there's Chicago, and then you drive an hour north, and then up towards the water is Milwaukee. Milwaukee is kind of a mini Chicago because it's on the water, so they've got little cute bridges similar to Chicago.
Got it. Don't you love that I was like, oh, that state.
Wisconsin.
Like, I feel so stupid, but I was like, I know in my brain I kind of know it, but I don't.
Let me be honest. I didn't know where it was until Nick took me there. You know something is in the Midwest, but you don't know whereabouts.
Yeah.
You're like, it's in the Midwest. That covers at least 15 states.
So you went to a cool indie bar. I'm like, what kind of bars?
Okay, so the first bar was called Trinity, where they combined three bars into one, and there's all these different sections. You know I love combo bar.
She loves a combo bar.
It's like Secrets USA in Ocean City. It's like 15 bars in one. Very fun. So I was a big fan of Trinity. And then the after party of the wedding was at this place called Camp. Anna, you would have loved it.
Why was it camp?
It's all camp. It feels like a big log cabin. There's moose heads on the wall. There's canoes, nice. Kayaks. Everything's red. Lots of bears. I don't know. I was really loving the vibe.
Do they do like Jaeger bombs and shit? Is it like that?
Everybody was doing cherry bombs.
What's a cherry bomb?
You know,
Jaeger bombs is what we had when we
Jaeger
were like.
Jaeger with cherry amaretto.
Oh, oof. Yeah. I'm like, ugh. I was like 18 when I did a Jaeger bomb and I was like, what is this? And they're like, just do it. And I was like,
yeah, you really don't have to convince me hard to take any type of sake bomb, Jaeger bomb.
Really?
I love it all. Yeah.
Oh, I'm way beyond it. I'm like, if you give me a shot, I'm like, I'll sniff it. Okay. Thank you. Woo. I'll sip it.
Put
I'll
take
a little sip and I'll be like, oops, it fell on the floor. That is so me. Even when I bartended, I would pour myself shots of Coca-Cola. I'd be like, ooh, whiskey. It was soda. It does look,
I was going to say, you could do water for vodka.
Absolutely.
Coke for whiskey.
I love that.
So it worked.
I'd take shots of water for sure.
Yeah. So big fun bars in Milwaukee, I will say.
Okay, cool.
And I got to take you to Camp Bar.
I would love to go to camp.
You would tell everybody all the stories of your camp. No. And you and everybody would be very invested in all the stories.
Trey's like, I lost Anna. Where is she? I'm like in the corner with like a group of people and be like, so when I was when I was the general of the white team, like here's what happened.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I haven't talked about camp in a minute on the podcast.
Well, here's your chance, Anna. I'm giving you 20 seconds. Go.
You brought it up. No, but it's really funny. It's funny because camp does bring people together, though. I will say, I had a Zoom meeting the other day and like someone mentioned camp and, you know, immediately my gut was like, I forget what this meeting's about, but I'm like, where did you go to camp?
You had to talk about it.
And it was right near my camp and we had all these things in common. And I was like, see, you never know. You never know.
Camp is really a big part of people's lives. I totally get that.
Yeah. Especially Jewish people. And I hate saying it, but it's true. The Jews love camp. We love camp, you know?
Yeah, you do.
Our parents love to get us out of the house so they could have their summers free. Mm-hmm. Like as soon as we could like tie a shoe.
I mean, what's so wrong with day camp? The fact that I didn't go to sleepaway camp, I feel like I missed a huge part of my childhood.
You would thrive at sleepaway camp.
Oh, I 100% would.
Because you just have that, like you have that energy. Like you were in a sorority. I'm like, you have that vibe where like, if you went to camp, you'd be like, I fucking rule this place. Like
I totally would. There was a predator at my brother's sleepaway camp. Oh, so my parents did not let me go to camp. There was a predator
on the vicinity. And they were like, we can't send our daughter anywhere.
Absolutely not. They heard that and they thought, no. My parents called him Chester the Molester.
Oh. And we had a Chester the Molester at my camp.
What the fuck? And you went for 15 summers?
No, but he was like a maintenance guy and they called him that.
Oh. And nothing ever bad happened. They just suspected that I know he was a weirdo.
Yeah. People just got like a cringy vibe from him. I don't know.
Okay.
I was also going to say, your parents love you and they like waited for you outside of parties. Like, how could they send you away to summer camp? Like, they'd be at the gate being like, Trey, we packed your lunch.
I'd be like,
food.
Mom, what are you doing here again? Yeah. It's so true.
Whereas my parents were like, we would get scheduled phone calls and my parents would be like, oh, was that today?
We totally forgot. What is this, prison? You guys have scheduled phone calls?
Yeah.
What about letters?
Letters you would get whenever. I mean, you could write letters. You had to write letters. Although we had to write like, you know, a lot of the younger kids, like when I was 8 years old, you think I want to sit down and write my parents a letter? Absolutely not. And if I did, it was extremely negative. Like, save me. I need to get out. I hate it here.
That was what I'd write.
Imagine. And they kept you there even longer. Okay, great.
No, but like sometimes they would force, you had to write a letter to get into dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And like there was like, you know, a box and they'd be like, where's your letter? Because you couldn't go in to, you know, eat dinner until you were had your letter home, because a lot of parents wouldn't hear from the kid all summer. And they'd be like, is my kid alive? Like, where are they? And so sometimes we'd just send blank letters because we were like, oh, I need a letter for dinner. I don't have time. I just don't have time. And it'd be like, XO.
Blank.
Send it.
I mean, that still counts, right? They know you're alive.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about camp more. No. I'm glad we're talking about happy things. I said we have to make this a happy podcast. I don't want to like not address it, but it's been a really rough weekend for the world. And going on in Israel right now in the Middle East. It's fucked up. I'm sick of having people in my DMs be like, because I'm supporting. I'm sorry, I grew up Jewish, but like.
Yeah, no, I know. That's been
you have to support. You know what I mean? And I feel terrible. And these images are like, it feels like a movie we're seeing like before us. I'm sure you've seen a ton of it. You have a lot of Jewish friends and it's just like fucked up.
And I do been posting about it.
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted you from your own perspective, you can. If you want to say a couple words, or we can put it at the beginning.
You know, it's not as political, I think, as people are making it out to be. Everyone feels the need to be like, well, where were you? And, you know, Palestine was getting invaded. Yeah. It's terrible what happens there, you know? Yeah. And majority of the civilians, of the people who live in Israel and who live in Palestine, like, they don't want any of this shit to happen. Israel has a shitty-ass government, just like America has a shitty-ass government, you know? Like, depending on who you vote for, whatever. It's just like it always, it's not, but then you see these innocent people getting like taken out of like music festivals and shit. And that's not right. It's so sad. And it's scary because I like feel like I know so many people who have like, I don't have family in Israel. I do, but I don't know them. But like, you know, I have friends there and I like was like DMing my friend and she's like, it's so horrible. Like we're hiding out in a shelter. I'm like, wait, what? Like she has like a little kid. She's like a professional, you know, she's awesome. I'm like, her and her husband are hiding out. Like these stories are just, and they're lucky. They're okay. But like,
yeah,
they're really sad. Anyway, I'm sad about it, but I will say like growing up Jewish, you know, yes, check on your Jewish friends. Cause it feels bad. It feels like the Holocaust happening, like looking at this. And you know, we go to Hebrew school when we're a kid. I'm sure you went to like religious school as a kid and they teach you that even if you're not from Israel, you don't have family there. It is a place for Jews to go, you know, where everyone is accepted. You know what I mean? Like you're not going to experience, you know, I don't know.
Prejudice.
Anti-Semitism, uncomfortable, you know, situations. Israel is a place for you to go. Not everyone in Israel is Jewish at all. It's a normal, you know, country, but it is the homeland. And so it feels sad. It feels weird. And it is like, it feels like a 9/11. I'm sorry. I'm going off even more, but I hate that it's happening. I do.
The footage makes me feel sick. I had to get off of social media and that wasn't as an answer for me. I just, said what I needed to say. I just reflected in my own way, but it feels like it's a war against humanity and not necessarily a race right now. And
it's terrorism is what it is.
Exactly.
Like this group is not just like they, you know, Palestinians are like, no, Hamas doesn't represent us as a group. You know, every country has these groups that are just extreme, horrible people.
Yeah.
And this is one of those groups. And so it's terrorism and it's psycho. It's really bad. Anyway, we got that out of the way. Back to Krispy Kreme. No.
Well, I was going
to
say.
No, I do feel sad. And I am glad people are speaking up. I wanted to say that. I think it's really nice. And I hope I can share, you know, I don't feel like I'm the most educated person on the history of, you know, what happened in Gaza. But I do feel like from what I'm seeing and the people I know and you know, organizations that I know and people I love, I'm like, wow, fuck. Like, I feel so bad for Israel right now. That was just like came out of, you know, like it just can't. From land, from sea, from air. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of celebrities try to say what they need to say, but I've been trying to find more people that are more educated in the matter because I feel like I feel like these celebrities are just reporting on what they know and what they see, which is exactly what we're seeing right now.
Yeah.
Unless they actually are Jewish.
Yeah.
Or have family in Israel. So
people are scared to support Israel because they like because people will say, well, if you're supporting Israel, it means you're not supporting Palestinians. That's not true. They can say I support Israel just like you stand with anybody who's going through trauma. Like it's I don't know. It's silly that people are just
parsing the words so much. And they're like, if you say this, you're not saying this. Like, shut up. Look at these families. Like, you think any of these that kids have anything apart, to do with any of this? No.
Yeah.
Sad.
Very sad. It's actually, oh my God.
Because we were like talking about the podcast. I'm like, all right, let's keep it to a minimum. I want this to still be entertaining and fun, but it's hard. And you feel like you need to educate a lot of people. And I'm having conversations with like Jewish friends online who are like, I feel frustrated that people don't understand. And I'm like, mm-hmm, I know it's mm-hmm. not our job like to teach everyone. I don't feel like I'm educating people.
But. We are in the entertainment industry where we strictly believe in comedy, but it was hard to post yesterday and I didn't really do anything because, you know, we have a couple videos we're working on and we're just, it's not the time. It's not our time.
I always feel like with social media, when something like this happens, and it's happened before, you know, it happened mm-hmm. during the pandemic and it happened right. during the Black Lives Matter movement. And when something terrible like or, you know, extreme happens in the world, I do feel this balance of like, yes, we need to, if you have a nice platform, mm-hmm. it's really important to show your support and maybe share some links to where people can help or whatever, because you do have a platform. But I also think if you're a content creator who makes funny shit, yes, you can still post funny shit. It's mm-hmm. it's not like I'm you're insensitive to the matter. You're just like,
right.
hey, this is also what I do, because I do think I need to see some funny stuff. Yeah. Speaking of, can I just tell you what popped up in my timeline yesterday? I'm changing the subject because I'm actually really heated about this. This was like,
yeah, I know you start talking about it and it, we could talk about it for an hour. Honestly.
This was on top of what, of all these horrific images.
Yeah.
Fucking California banned Skittles.
I actually thought that happened a long time ago. And
I think it was in talks.
It was in talks. And so yesterday was the final verdict that they banned Skittles.
Apparently, yeah, the first state, they said, of numerous states to follow. And I was like, how dare you? In a time of like grieving, when Skittles is maybe in my top three choices of snacks. Mm-hmm. Like, I even told you this about the guy you saw at the airport. I said,
oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Tell us that.
It was in my layover between Chicago and Milwaukee, which by the way is a 30-minute flight. And we get delayed like 3 hours. And this man is over there with his headphones in, looking at his iPad. I mean, he is just Mozart up in this bitch.
Love it.
He is doing this. He is enjoying himself. Everybody looks Miz. Everybody wants to die in this terminal because we're like, I can't believe we only have to go 30 minutes
over here.
And he is just shoveling down Skittles. And I don't know what he's doing, but he's orchestrating something big.
You know why? It's the Skittles. You know that they...
I love Skittles.
I would eat Skittles for breakfast, lunch, dinner. If I have a bag from like a movie, oof, I got like snacks for days. You mm-hmm. know, I just like... I love the big bags. I think they taste better than the small bags. I just don't like the packaging.
You like the resealable bags.
Love them. Because then I can have them for like all week long. They're always in my bag.
Yeah. I go for Sprees because it's a little bit more tart, but you like the Skittles.
Jared likes a sour Skittle. Do you fucks with that?
They honestly injure my mouth.
Mm-hmm. They do. They're like sandpaper.
Yeah.
They're like Skittles wrapped in sandpaper.
Yeah, I get cuts for the next 2 weeks.
I know. Oh, my mouth is watering thinking about it. I bet if you're listening to this, you're like, oh, same.
So it's a good thing that you moved from LA because you would no longer be able to have Skittles.
You realize I'm going to have like a closet in my apartment here of just like, I'm just going to stock up for Skittles when they go out. My mom goes, it's about time that happens. I told you that red dye causes cancer. And I was like, bitch, mm-hmm. how many things do we eat a day that cause cancer? 100,000 things. And you're going to take away Skittles? That's like my happy place, you know, literally.
This red dye stuff, though, where did it come from? Because it's been in a lot more foods. I eat Takis like a disgusting addict.
Man, you and Jared. Yeah.
Jared likes Takis?
Loves them.
What?
Wait, can you tell me something? Do you eat the blue?
No, I don't like Turbo. No, there's Turbo and then there's like Blue Steel.
The blues just like gross me out.
Well, they look like...
mold.
Yeah. Yeah. They got like a weird blue hue, which I'm not into.
They're like teal. They're like electric.
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't really taste that good, to be honest.
Mm-mm.
The Takis, they really hit a home run with the Taki dust.
The like red ones.
Yes.
Do you lick in between each one or do you let your hands get like fully like disgusting and then you just like go for it?
Actually, you may be able to see some residue because I actually had a bunch last night, but you can't. They were on my fingers this morning and I took a shower and I was like, oh my God, Anna's totally going to make a comment about my red fingers. But the red dye clearly isn't that strong. See, they're gone now.
Because Jared will sit, I'm going to throw him under. He'll sit and he'll eat his Takis like with one hand and he won't touch the hand for like a good 30, 45 minutes. So it is just like mounds of the dust, you know? And then he's like,
it's like a dessert. He saved it for the end. And it's like the finale of the talkie bag. And he's like,
the talkie dust. I think mine's worse. So
I'm going to buy you chopsticks because I've seen people do that with those hot Cheetos. I'm like, that could be good for the talkies.
I do need them for the chopsticks. My disgusting habit is I only suck down the dust and then I throw away the carcass of the chip.
Wait, what?
It's almost like eating sunflower seeds. Like I have a cup where I throw away the chip and I eat the dust. Yeah.
For like cutting, like that's like you're scooping out a bagel. You're just going to suck the talkie.
It's not even for the calories. I literally just don't think that the chips taste good. It's literally just a tortilla, rolled up tortilla chip. And then they put talkie dust on it. And I'm only interested in the talkie seasoning.
Do they sell the seasoning for you? So you could put it on like, you know, other stuff, like a piece of toast or something.
You know what? We should take it up with talkies because that is genius and they don't have it.
Wow. But they're going to have an issue with you not even touching the chip.
It's just a cup of chip carcasses. And it's
what if you're on a plane?
Well, I don't eat them on the plane. Come on now. I'm not a fucking beast, Anna. What is this?
I don't know. Like,
I eat it in the comfort of my home where no one can see me. Nick has witnessed it.
I was going to say, does Nick know this?
Nick has witnessed it and my family. And it's disgusting.
I just can't. I love that it's like a waste, but you like buy a whole bag.
Buy a whole bag. And I love when they're smothered in the seasoning. Because that means I just only eat the seasoning, throw away the chip. Anyway, we've talked 5 minutes on talkies and that's my disgusting
habit. I can't decide if they're going to sponsor us or not based on how we've talked about them.
Well, no, they're going to get banned too because that's full of red dye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Also, you know what? The red dye, those Starburst like limited edition, like all the reds, you know?
Oh,
those?
Those are
really good. Like I'm feeling bad for all
red dye. So just everything with red has red dye?
Probably. I mean, how else do you get it red?
What about food coloring?
I mean,
that's not strong enough.
I don't know.
Like where do they even find this red dye stuff?
Pink. Yeah, that means pinks are out, you know? Anything on the red spectrum, I guess, is really just
damn.
Up for grabs. All right, my mouth is watering. Should we take a quick break?
Indeed.
All right, I love it. And we're back. And guess what? We have a very special guest with us. I was scrolling through Instagram today, and what do you know? I had like a freaking video of Teresa Giudice, who was straight up getting pulled over by a policeman in her car. And I was like, what? When did this happen? And apparently it happened in like April, but the footage has just surfaced. And Teresa's here to tell us about this. You got pulled over, huh?
I mean, yeah, I guess you could call it that.
Yeah.
I was on the side of the road.
But like, it was nighttime.
Yeah, it was nighttime, and sometimes the lines, like in Jersey, they be messing up with the lines.
They don't have enough lights on the streets.
I can't see.
Yeah.
So I got pulled over because he said I was swerving. I wasn't, but kind of. So yeah, I'm pulled over, and I didn't know he was recording.
You didn't?
No.
Did you know? Apparently all cops have like a little camera on them.
I feel like they should tell us.
They should tell you ahead of time.
Yeah,
because we're rolling camera like they do on Housewives.
Exactly. Like they need a producer. Like, where's my NDA? Where's the contract? Like, pay me for my time.
Exactly. Got it. That you want them to pay you for getting pulled over. Yeah,
exactly.
So you got pulled over for swerving. Had you had any drinks that night or anything? Or are you like?
No.
Oh, you were just.
Maybe like one glass of Chianti.
You said you had issues with the GPS, right? Do you have issues with that?
So like when I'm looking at my phone.
Yeah.
But I didn't tell the cop. I was looking at my phone. But I was like, I was trying to pull the GPS up because that's what I was doing.
Right.
Trying to find my way to go. So then I was looking up GPS. And I also was like, hey, take one of my family business cards.
Right. I saw that. And I was like, what's your family business card?
Just in case he needed to see like who else to call. I was like, here's my family business card. It just says Giudice family. Call the attorney.
Oh, so it's just your attorney.
Basically, yeah. I was like, you got any problems? Call the attorney, right? Yeah. So that's what I said. And then also I was like, listen, my dad died. My dad passed away.
Yeah.
And he used to drive like that. And now I drive like that. So.
Wow.
That's what I told a cop.
So you were just channeling your dead father.
Yeah. I was like, I'm sorry, my father passed away. May he rest in peace.
Did you get off? Did you get away?
Yeah. Once I explained my dad and how like my arm like is. Sometimes my wrist is loose.
Yeah.
And so
I got that loose wrist sometimes. We all get a loose wrist every so often.
Just like, sometimes it just goes rah, rah, and then I just started moving over to the left side. And then, yeah, but
Louis
just said,
been complaining, huh?
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah, okay. I guess. Because I can't stir the pot. I was like, tomato bisque, tomato soup. I can't make the sauce like I used to because I got loose wrists. So then, yeah, the cop was like, okay, warning. And I said, thank you.
Wow, what a beautiful story. Yeah. Page Six is really blowing it up today. Like, it's like intense.
Yeah, I don't know where they got that from. Because like this footage, like you said, came out like a couple months ago. So I don't know. They're all late and stuff.
But you did have a launch yesterday, apparently, of...
Yes, thank you. The Judice Girls, a.k.a. New Kardashians, basically.
Are you rebranding? You guys are trying to take over?
I mean, like, we're called the Judice Girls now. So it's we had a collab with Shein, and it's like, if you need something for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah, fast fashion. I don't know what people are saying about Shein, but buy our stuff. It's
They're
Shein.
Saying it's made by children and it's really not a good company to support.
What?
Yeah.
No.
You should maybe hit up another company to do a
We already launched. We're done. This is it. You can go buy our stuff on Shein.com.
Okay.
They got stuff with feathers.
Okay.
They got sparkles. We got like sheer, cute top, crop top. And my
daughter's. Are you going
to wear it? Yeah.
Has it fallen apart yet or no?
It's still working good. No, listen, this is like premium stuff. Like,
it's like $14 instead of $11.99.
Exactly. It's the exclusive collection.
Got it.
So go buy it.
And
Judice
it's called
Girls.
The Judice by Shein.
It's like Shein X Judice Girls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we just launched yesterday. So it's a really big deal. Go buy it. It's cute stuff. Get it for New Year's Eve.
Thank you so much, Teresa. Wow, that was a beautiful... Thank you for stopping by. I'm glad we could give you some PR for your collab.
Me
that
too.
That came out on the day of Israel declaring war.
Listen, when you make these deals, you got to release when you got to release.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, these things can't be stopped. So that's what I said.
That's why that footage came out. You were like, you know what? Roll the tape. Let's let it happen.
Yeah.
Because then you'll be in the news more. So then people will know, oh, Teresa. And then Judice. And then they'll connect it to the clothing.
You know what they should have showed? My cameo that I talked about somebody's STDs. Somebody wrote me a cameo and I told him, I was like, the man you slept with has chlamydia.
Wow. Yeah. You're like a doctor.
I said, they got chlamydia. And that's what I told him. I said, go to a doctor.
That's good advice.
I said, break up with them. Stop talking to that family. Go to the doctor.
Good advice.
Get medicine.
Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Love, love, love.
Love, love, love.
I didn't realize her collab came out yesterday.
It like the official launch was yesterday, but again, we're not bashing her at all because you really can't stop. But it is really hard when these things come out at the same time and you're like, ooh, that does
ain't
not
a good look.
Ooh. Babe. Yes. There's always launches, which is insane.
That's really funny.
But yeah, no, I feel you when I saw that. I think we all had the same face.
Ooh. Yeah. Don't you love that, like, I love that the Kardashian like collabs, like all the collabs that they do, even though they have their own brands, like they still want that collab with another company.
Even though I have Poosh, I was like dying for a Boohoo collab. Yeah, Boohoo was something we've been working on for years, actually. Chris, I think you were like the inception of the Boohoo collab.
It happened because sometimes I cry. And I really just, Kimberly really gets me sometimes. She's the only one.
You cry about Kim, but you don't cry about me. And I'm the Boohoo collab.
Well, she was busy and they said, who else you got? And I said, well, Courtney's always available.
First of all, no, I'm so busy. Second of all,
with your website, Poosh.
And Lemmy.
Oh, right.
Lemmy, shove a stick up your ass. Listen, I'm like queen.
Corey did that this morning.
I am so done with you. You're in a pro.
I'm sorry. It's just Corey's career has really been taking off lately. He's getting so much screen time on the show and all these brands are calling the house and they're like, can we collab, pajama collab, silk curtain collab, you know, really everything. And so I don't really have as much time to commit to, you know, my daughters because he's the love of my life.
I'm really sure he is.
Don't you feel
You've
like
only been married 15 times.
Don't you feel like we're really getting to know Corey? Corey.
We are. Wait, are you caught up? So now.
No, I didn't watch this week. I fell asleep last week. Last week was the second episode.
Any new improvements?
I can't remember what happened.
Any jazz?
Can you remember or did you not watch?
I got to be honest. Have not watched. I will though.
I can't remember. You know, that show I watch in the moment and I'm like, unless I take notes or I like fully, like when we go to the events, you know, I'm like, it's on and I'm invested. Like, I see it. I don't remember. I think they're back though to like Chris, Kendall, like,
following up on that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think Courtney's back. I think.
She's kind of back.
Yeah.
I am so back. Always. You know what I have been seeing, though?
What?
All the Julia Fox of it all coming clean, coming out with the Kanye relationship of it all.
I know. You sent me that article. I read it today. I know.
Nutso. Nutso.
It's so weird how that
all.
They don't
have a real relationship.
No.
They never did. A lot of celebrities don't. After reading that, I was like, okay, I don't believe half of celebrity relationships now.
I'm glad she explained it all because it felt like it came out of nowhere. And it did. It was all choreographed, right?
It did. On their second date, he goes, so we boyfriend, girlfriend, right?
And I was like, I don't know. I mean, like, I just think, yeah, like, I guess, you know, if that's what you want to call me, whatever. I'm a mom, you know, like.
So when he first grabbed you, right? Like your first interaction, he took you to dinner and
at Carbone. We only eat at Carbone, actually, and like Carbone, Miami, and then we do Carbone, New York.
Yeah, that's what's kind of your like
it's
meeting
just
spot. Like,
it's kind of just like it, you know? Have you ever had their pasta? It's just like, I'm from Italy, and it's like so good, actually.
It feels legit.
It feels like home. Yeah, it really does.
It's not, I mean, yeah, okay, I'll believe you on that one. I feel like Carbone is kind of commercialized now. It's kind of like the it.
It's like it on TikTok. But like if you like go and you're like with Kanye, like you will get an amazing meal. Like there is no way you're going to sit at Carbone and like not eat. You know what I mean?
I guess that is true.
Yeah. It's like so good.
So then he told you to go to the bathroom, right? And he had all these racks of clothes for you. And you were just meant to just like put on these clothes.
It was like. What? It was like a dream. Yeah. Like imagine going to the bathroom and you're just like, okay, but I don't have to pee. And he's like, just go. And then I go and it's just like this rack of clothes. And I was like, this is heaven. Actual heaven.
Free clothes. But then one time you weren't filling out a top properly. And he was like, don't even sweat it. I'll get you a boob job.
It's so nice. You know, like every girl wants a man to offer her a boob job, you know? But I just was like, I don't know. Like my son was like 1.5. I don't know if you can like breastfeed with like boobs implants. Like I'm all for it. And everyone should do whatever they want to their bodies. Like I'm so supportive. But I just felt like in the moment, I was like, hit me back in like 6 months, you know? Like
after you breastfeed.
Yeah. Like once I'm done, like maybe. But I just like wasn't sure, you know? And I kind of love my boobs. Like I think they look awesome.
You got great tits.
Thank you. That's why I don't like to wear many tops.
And if you do wear tops, it's inanimate objects like leaves.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just, like, whatever I'm feeling. Yeah, for sure. Chains, sleeves, cotton, you know, whatever.
You guys never really consummated the relationship.
Oh, my God, no. It was so not sexual. Everyone was like, oh, my God, she's dating Kanye. It was like having a study buddy.
A study buddy.
Yeah, like, you know, in, like, school when you, like, get a study buddy, like, you, like, you meet after school. You guys like, you know, you chat, whatever, you like kind of do your homework.
Yeah.
It was like that. But like, he was like telling me about like clothes and bags and shoes. And it was like, it was pretty rad.
So you liked it. You were kind of into the relationship.
Sure. I mean, he's so creative and anything I said, like I would talk sometimes and he would be like, wow, that's really incredible. And I was just like, he made me feel so smart.
That's great. You were for sure his muse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Real quick, can you give us the Birkin story? Because it was kind of wild.
Yeah, it was so cool. So like he was over Zoom and like all of a sudden he's like turn around and there was like this big box at my door. And I was home with like all my girls and we like open the box and there's like 5 Birkin bags. Like, and those are expensive as fuck. And like I was like, oh my God.
Couple of G's.
Yeah. And you know they're real because they're from Kanye. And he was like,
obviously,
open the box. And we each got a Birkin bag. Like all my friends got it. And then over Zoom, he was like, okay, smile. And we like all smiled for the photo. He like wanted to show like he gives back, I think. I don't know. It was like so nice. You
do
know?
You still have the Birkin today?
Of course I do. What do you think I'm gonna have? Get rid of a Birkin bag? I'm like, oh hello, I'm a woman.
I don't know. I thought you would repurpose it for a t-shirt or something.
No way. That is just a staple, iconic piece. You could never get rid of.
Yeah. Do you regret your relationship?
No. It was so cool. I mean, it kind of just like opened me up to like all these designers and like Kanye's just such an interesting person. I mean, like I wasn't like attracted to him after a little. I was just kind of like, okay, thanks for the bag.
Yeah, you are a true businesswoman. You are out there for the bag, really.
What can I say? I'm an author.
Get down the drain. Comes out
today, Tuesday, October 10th. I don't know when this podcast airs, but like a Tuesday, October 10th is when the book comes out.
So thank you, Julia.
Everybody can order it and just like, go support me, a writer and a mom.
You are a jack of all trades, Julia. Julie of all trades. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Truly. Thank you for being
here. Love
you. Julia. Wow. She's a breath of fresh air.
I love her. I love her so much. I actually can't wait to read the book because like even these articles, these interviews she's doing, we're like, oh my God, we're really going to get all the tea.
Yeah, no, she does not hold back at all. You read like three sentences from her, I feel like I've read 10 paragraphs. I'm like, whoa, I have to unpack every single word she says because she just unleashes. She's like, and then he like sucked a titty and gave me a Birkin. And you're like, what?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What do you mean?
We have to go to her book event in New York.
Oh, done and done.
It was supposed to be tonight and she postponed it. And so I think it's in a couple weeks. I don't know exactly when, but
okay, let's show up in a bunch of like tin trash bags, foil, whatever.
You know, I'm sure there'll be a carpet, you know. We'll get photographed.
I've
done like
do
40 videos as her, which is psycho. Do you ever look back and you're like, 40? How many videos have you done? Like I've done like 40 Steves for sure.
That's true. But his uniform is easy. It's a plaid shirt and jeans. I mean, how do you keep your costumes for her?
No.
What do you do with them?
Throw them out. I don't know. Some of them I make like and they're falling apart. And so it's like for that day only. You know what I mean? When I wrap myself in plastic, that was probably one of my best ones. Mm-hmm. When I wrap myself in plastic, I mean, I was stuck to it. You know, you have to cut it off me after.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like saran wrap isn't meant to be like a long sleeve shirt. You know,
it's just, I don't know, meant to cover mashed potatoes.
Literally, I was like, it was not even that hot out and I was dying in that outfit.
Sweating.
I know. People are like, look at her ass because it was like pancaked. Because it was like pancaked kind of weird. And I was like, because it was like covered in water. I was like dripping like all over.
Yeah, you do a lot for the looks.
Thank you.
I have to give you cred.
Thank you.
I mean, it's wild. My favorite was the jean outfit.
Oh, that was a fun one. The denim one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I loved that one.
The denim for sure.
I don't even remember what I wore for that. I'll have to think about it.
You cut jeans and you put them on top of boots.
Oh, I did. Yes. No, actually it was two different pairs of jean shorts that I just wrapped around my ankles. So I didn't even like have to like do much. I tied them up and I wrapped them around my ankles.
It was like, oh my God, God forbid she tore up some old jeans.
Oh, but I'm so good at that. I used to do that for like therapy in high school when I was like really pissed off.
Oh yeah.
I'd make like cutoffs. I'd be like, oh, today's the day. I'm just going to
show my ass. And then you showed your mom and she's like, oh, I love those. They're adorable. Ass cheeks.
She's like, cut me a pair. Here's my jeans. I would like fray them, you know. I was really good at that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I fully thought I was going to start like a thrift store with my creations.
Oh, what did you create?
Like, you know, you go to a thrift store and for Syracuse games, I would like cut up the shirts, blah, 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 make the shirts.
Yeah.
And then everybody thought they were cool. And I was like, nah, it's not that. Well, it's not cool. I just frayed some, you know, you cut the little phrase and then you make it a halter top.
I bet you were good at that.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. I love
back
that.
Back to when life was simpler, you know?
When you're like, today's the day I fray a shirt.
And I'm like, today's the day I pay my credit card and try to fathom buying a house.
Don't fathom buying a house.
Yeah.
I love that.
Fathom.
It's so funny because I feel like anytime I see an apartment online in New York that's less than a mil, I'm like, wow, what a steal. And then you look,
same.
And you're like,
I'm
it's
like,
a studio.
An absolute trash bin of a studio with a mini fridge, barely any counter space, $500,000.
If that, I was going to say like $899, you know, they really like pushed that 99 up there.
Well, it's roach infested. So it got it down to 500. I mean, please.
I think we're done. Are we done with the lantern flies?
I've still been seeing them.
Really?
Last week, though. I just got back to town.
I was like, have the roaches come out to play? Are we done with the lantern flies? You know, our bugs here in New York have seasons as well.
They do. Oh, my God. Wait. Oh, my God.
What?
I was talking about me just landing in town and you're leaving out of town. We have to talk about this job you have this weekend.
I know.
Oh, speaking of making $1 million, she's booked and busy,
guys,
folks.
I'm on my way. I told you I'm going to make $1 million last week. Yeah. Week one, she's got a little job.
If you had even asked me to guess what this job was, never would have imagined.
You would not. No. I'm really excited. I'm nervous, but I'm excited. I think I get nervous for any job, but I'm excited. Yeah. And I said to them, I'm like, can I like talk about it on my Instagram and shit? Because I'm pretty public. And they were like, yeah, I don't care. Like, whatever.
I'm a pretty public person.
I just meant like, so. I'm public, you know? Yeah, I'm like, hey guys, it's me. I'm on the toilet. Hold on, let me wipe. Like, I'm like,
yeah.
You know, I don't mind doing that. So it would be weird for me to like not show where I am in the world.
Definitely.
I'm going on a cruise.
A cruise ship with none other than
the New Kids on the Block.
Which, I mean, what?
The band. I wonder if any of our listeners are going to be on this cruise. I almost want to put on my Instagram, like, hey, are any of my followers like going to be on this cruise? Because it'd be fun to like meet up with people.
Do a meetup.
It would be so fun. But it's, it's the nicest thing ever. I think like, wow, celebrities, if you have this big of a fan base, like that's so cool. The guys have done this. This is their 13th year doing it.
That's unbelievable.
They go on a cruise every single year with their fans. I think it's like 3,500 New Kids fans. And it's like all set up. So they have like game shows and they do concerts and they do like beach games and beach Olympics. And they do like, they have a whole itinerary.
Yeah.
And like, I'm talking to the event people, like the producers and stuff. And they're just like, they're like the nicest people. They do this because they love their fans. And I'm like, that's so cool.
And they're always all there. And they're just the fans on the boat. It's nobody else.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think like the band's families probably go and like, you know, like, but they said it's like camp kind of, because like a lot of these fans, I'm going to say predominantly women because they were a boy band. So, all the boy bands are full of like female audience members, whatever.
Yeah.
And they said like they met like on the cruise, like year one or year two, and they roomed together and then they come back every year and they like, so it's like a whole reunion for everyone, which I was like, that's so beautiful. That's so nice. I'm so excited to be included. I'm scared because I haven't been on a boat, like a cruise ship in a long time.
I mean, this is a whole other experience.
Yeah.
Do they also have other performers, or they are the only?
I mean, they're the performers. I'm not really performing. I'm hosting the game shows, which will be super fun. I think they're like a part of it. So they play like on teams with the games, the game shows are like with the fans. And then there's a beach Olympics, which I think I'm like hosting, like, you know, to say like what the challenges are or whatever. Uh-huh. There's like a couple events that I'm like involved in, but for the most part, like they run the show and like they do shows and stuff. And like, there's like a Joey McIntyre like show, like separate from the New Kids show and everything. I'm like, I'm excited to see what
goes down on this cruise.
Everyone is like, it's so wild. Everyone parties. Yeah. It's so fun. And everyone's just so happy to be there. Cause I feel like, you know, it's one of those things like people sign up to get on this thing, right? Yeah. It's not like a trip where, ugh, my family's making me go on a family trip on a cruise. You know, there's going to be no one bitter, I think. Everyone's just down to clown, you know? And there's themes. There's lots of theme nights. I'm very excited about it.
I need to look up the group because the one face I'm remembering, obviously, is Johnny.
Johnny Wahlberg, yeah.
Johnny Wahlberg.
But,
oh my God,
but you'll love this. I don't have half my clothing cause it's all in LA. So I was at, you know, my parents this weekend and I was like, mom, there are theme nights. I need to get some rodeo gear. And
yeah,
she's like, I have these like fringe shorts, but she's probably like, did you try them on? She kept asking if I tried them on. I was like, no, I'm just going to take them. And she's like, you might want to try them on. I'm like, are you trying to say they're not going to like zip on me?
Wow, mom. Wow.
Hold on. Let me eat another Krispy Kreme.
What about a bandana? Do you have to dress in theme?
No, the themes are like, there's a rodeo night. There's, you would love, Dre would be so good at this. She loves a theme night. There's a theme night. Need your help, actually. But it's wear your favorite album cover night. Dress like your favorite album cover.
Whoa.
So it doesn't have to be like their album. It could be any album.
Mariah Carey.
I know. I'm thinking of all the albums I love. And then J-Lo. I'm like, I don't have any of my like clothes here. I know, most of it's hard. In LA. So I did steal from my mom. She has a dress. You'll love it. It's literally the Beatles walking across Abbey Road, but it's this fancy like Alice and Olivia dress. And I was like, is it my favorite album cover? No, but it's literally an album.
Literally
cover.
The album cover. That's really cool.
I might bring that because it's like easier, but
that is easier instead of like putting the whole lick.
You're gonna laugh. I was looking up J-Lo, Britney, Spice Girls. I was looking up all my peeps. I'm like, what albums did I like, you know, or have growing up?
And I know
it's tough. A lot of them are people's faces. I'll say that. A lot of albums are like
just their faces.
Yeah. Just like a face. Like even Britney One More Time. She's in like a red cardigan and she's like sitting against a pink background. It was almost like an afterthought. They were like, oh, right. We need to cover. Oh, just like sit over there in the corner and we'll just like snap a few.
Yeah. Which one? Oh, wait, you know what the rainbow one, the rainbow, Mariah Carey rainbow.
Oh, like across her chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cute. That's cute. I don't know if Heartbreaker.
Yes. Oh, Butterfly. This is the one I was imagining you do, which is just a caramel top satin across.
Yeah.
And then your hair curly. Gold.
That's cute.
That's cute.
I need Dre to be my stylist for this event. Anyway, so I'm going. This is a very last minute.
So you're flying down to Miami.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Leaving, hitting up the Bahamas.
Going to the Bahamas. Yeah, coming back. I'll be back Monday. I'm excited.
This is one of those random jobs where you don't really know what to expect.
I don't.
You're just in it for the money and the win.
I think you have to just go for you know, the experience. I've had a really shitty few months. This kind of came out of nowhere. I randomly am connected to some of the people who work on it. And yeah. I was like, my mom was texting this girl she's like producing the game shows. Her mom and my mom are good friends. She was from Philly. And I was like, that's so funny. And I didn't know her. She's a little older than me. And like, I guess our families didn't really hang out. But
yeah,
all of a sudden my mom's like, hey, my friend Sally's been texting me. She's like, you met her daughter. I'm like, where? She texted me over a Zoom. I was like, we had a Zoom meeting. I was like, wait, what?
Small world.
Small freaking world.
The small.
Yeah.
So okay. I love when that happens. Worlds colliding.
Yeah. I love it. Maybe it's meant to be. And I'll have a fun story to tell you guys next week because, you know, I'm going on a cruise with the new kids on the block.
I want you to make out with Donnie. Do you think you could make that happen? Is he married?
Yes, to Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, she's my God. I love them together.
They were like, she's done this before, which is so funny. I'm like, wait,
would she? My God, you'd be hanging out with her.
Who knows? Who knows? We got to take another break. We got to take a break.
Welcome back in. It's time for a Caitlyn Jenner catch up.
Hey, that guys. No one asked for. She's like, a Caitlyn Jenner catch up? I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, listen, I was just scrolling the talkies.
I was too.
I was scrolling. And what did I come up with? Brody Jenner's back in the things.
He's like, guys.
Yeah. He's back in.
He's a dad.
Because he's a new dad. And we really didn't think that ever he was going to be a dad.
No, I always felt like Brody was like bachelor for life.
Yeah.
You know, he just had that like swagger.
Like he had that vibe about him. He's hot, but he's just a serial dater. And all of a sudden he started dating this gorgeous pro surfer.
Yeah.
Tia. And pretty early on in the relationship, they announce the news that she's pregnant and he proposes and they are an absolutely stunning couple. And I was watching randomly on YouTube. They have a YouTube channel together. And I was watching the...
Jay, you really are a fan.
I'm invested. Listen to this. Hi, I'm Caitlyn again. And look, what's crazy?
I caught up on their YouTube and I
what's
subscribed.
Crazy about it? Brody barely messages me. So I got to watch his freaking YouTube channel. Anyway, it looked like a beautiful ceremony. She was wearing pink and Brody. And anyway, listen, I was scrolling and I come upon this article that says Brody Jenner drinks Tia's breast milk. I said, what? Listen, breast milk is actually very, very good for you.
What? In what?
I mean, a lot of nutrients.
For a baby.
When I was training for the Olympics, I occasionally drank a little sippy sip.
From which breast kid? Milk.
From Chris.
No. You...
I would never in my life let Chris, you suck the breast milk
Chris,
out
Chris, you
of
had the
me.
Contraption. I had it from the bottle. I wasn't sipping on a nip. Those boobs have been hanging loose since you had Rob.
Not anymore. I've had them tightened up a little bit, doll.
Well, I'm sure you have. They look great. So anyway, Brody apparently is drinking on Tia's milk. And I said, that's fantastic.
You did send me this on Instagram and my immediate reaction was gross.
I think it is kind of a normal thing for a husband to accidentally have his wife's breast milk.
Like, oh, whoops, I poured it in my coffee.
Like, yeah, it's like, what's this? I don't know, a bottle in the fridge. Let me use it for my creamer. And then they're like, oh, what is it?
Would you try your own?
Yeah, it's my own breast milk. Yeah.
You would taste it?
Yes.
Like, what if you like?
It's very sweet milk.
Does anyone produce like bad, like sour?
Only
a bad apple produces sour milk. No, I'm Chris, curious.
You were inching towards that old age, and I was thinking your breast milk is not going to be good.
Oh no! If you put it in with, you can actually make a really good cocktail with it. My breast milk goes great with
Kahlua.
Kahlua. Yeah, we were having
what's
espresso
that white
martinis
called?
Before they came back into season.
A white Russian. Mike knows.
A white Russian, yeah.
More like a white.
I bet would you order a white Russian at a bar if it was made with breast milk?
Only yours, Chris.
No.
So, I think it was just a joke. We are off the rails.
There was a picture of Corey, of Brody sipping milk. And I was like, what?
You're right. The way they did position the article, it seemed more than it was, really. It was extra. He's just holding up the bag of breast milk like a proud dad. What's wrong with trying a little breast milk, Chris? Look, my son is healthy. He's invested in his fatherhood role and he wants to try the breast milk.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, hey, to each his own. If Brody wants to sip on his wife's breast milk.
It's healthy. So anyways, Brody's doing great, though, I think. I think the baby's doing fantastic.
Courtney ate her own placenta.
Yes, I did. That's another healthy thing to do.
Episode's off the rails. That's what I'm calling it.
We're calling it breast milk and placenta.
Off the rails.
I love it.
Apparently you can now send your placenta out and they'll like make pills for you.
Or like put it in a necklace.
Ew.
I love your necklace. Is it Tiffany's? You're like, no, it's actually my own placenta.
It's placenta.
Yeah. Gross.
He got it from Jared.
Anywho's, we have a very exciting last segmento.
We're going to do the ultimate big wig bite. And we're going to do it live. On air.
We're taking those big wig bites.
Because, okay, here's the thing.
I can't even wait to see this. And I swear if it's a crusty donut, I'm going to sue you.
Can I just give you the backstory? So like we said before, I went into Krispy Kreme and I made you guys wait till the end of this episode. So I'm in Krispy Kreme and I was like, oh, get the minis. It'll make me feel better mentally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had these like pretty ones like toward the front. With all the others, she's already bored. She's like... Hold on. They had these pretty ones that looked, they were like the fall limited edition, yes, fall flavors, like at, yes, the front, you know, with all the other regular sized donuts. And I go, oh, you know what? That one's so cute. Let me get one of those.
Yes.
And all of a sudden she takes out, you know, the fucking expensive ass green and gold box. And I'm like, what did I get into? Like, I was like, it's a fucking donut. Just put it in a bag.
I didn't advertise it with the box.
Like, no.
My God.
So I wanted to be like, you could just stick that in a bag. Like, that's just like a separate one. You know, like that one's just like for me.
Yeah. Maybe. For later.
She rings me up. Oh, no. First of all, it takes her 10 minutes to wrap this. There's like wrapping paper and all this shit. It was like that scene in Love Actually when, you know, when he's getting the gift for his mistress and, oh my God, and he's taking forever wrapping it and he's like sweating and you're like, because his wife's going to show up and see that he's buying a necklace for someone else. And I was like, why? She's like, hold on, let me spray it. Let me put it a little. And she was so nice. You know, when the employee is so nice, you're like, I don't want to like ruin her day. It.
Yeah. Good service.
She is doing a really artsy job back there. So she like hands me this. She's like, would you like a bag for these? And I was like, yes. And I was like, wait, what is this? And it opens like this. And she rings me up and I kid you not. How much? All right.
$25.99.
This was a. Can I guess? Go ahead, Mike.
Can I say, I think $31.
Oh, that's a pretty good.
Okay. Both of you are over. It's not that much.
Damn.
Because I would have been like, I'm sorry,
square,
I physically can't. financially, I'm not here today.
Yeah.
So she rings me up though, and for the little mini donuts and this, it was $35, and I was like, $35. I thought I'm spending like $15, $20 bucks. $35. This is a $14 donut.
Oh my gosh!
I'm gonna present it to you, Dre. Are you ready for this? Will you accept this rose?
Oh, wow.
It's called the Big Apple.
Wait, stop. That is the cutest.
We need some photos. It's called the Big Apple.
Can you hold it up to your
camera?
That
is the cutest thing I've ever. It's so shiny.
it's shiny. It has sparkle. So I was like, you see, my eye went right to it. And I was like, can I get one of those? Oh, I didn't realize the whole, like, you know, side biz of the box that I have to keep for the rest of my life, and how it opens like a ring, and it's called the Big Apple. It's like a New York Times Square, New York fall limited edition. I don't even know what's in it. I said to her, what's in it? She goes, I think it's like an apple cream. I go, okay, fine.
Okay, what a sell is that? She better be talking that thing up like it is the most prized possession she's ever seen.
She just wrapped it really nice. She put the tissue paper. But I look at it closely now, and I don't know if you can see, but for $14, they stuck a fucking pretzel stick in the top. That's the stem.
It's chopped in half. It's not even a full pretzel. It's not even a...
You would think Krispy Kreme bakes like a little cookie, yeah, like a little stem.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
For $14? I'm like, wait.
And what are the leaves made out of?
I don't know. I don't know. Chocolate, maybe? I don't know. So I thought we'd take a big, big bite on air. We can both try it. We could even each taste it from another side.
Wait,
see if it's
we need
it.
Hold on. Hold it up. I need a picture.
It's almost too beautiful to eat.
I know. And let me tell you, just from my finger touching it, it's
we really
not
fell
that
into that one, Mike.
I know.
Here, are you ready? Are you ready? Dre?
Okay. Wait, should I take a video or what do you want?
I thought you were doing a video. Did you see me get all ready?
Yeah,
I love that we're live on air too. Maybe we.
Three.
Okay.
Two.
Dre, will you accept this rose?
Wow. Krispy Kreme, listen, I fell for it. I fell for it. I really did. And now we're going to see if it's worth the $14 that you sell it for.
Smile.
I'd say already. Here.
Okay, we're going to try it on air. I'm taking a portrait mode picture of Anna.
Oh, I hate portrait mode. I don't.
Why?
Well, in portrait.
Okay, we got it.
Okay. I'll probably hate all of them, but filter me. Okay, should I try it?
Yeah.
Are you going to take a bite after me?
Yeah.
Oh, I ruined it. She's stuck to the side.
What
do you
kind
think
of?
It's like cinnamon? I love that we're doing this live on air. Big Wig Bite of the Week is the Big Apple. All right, here we go.
The Big Apple Krispy Kreme Times Square New York edition. I don't know. That's a mouthful. Oh, she's got the red is dripping from her mouth. The red dye. You know what has
my
red dye? This has red dye.
This is a red dye. The red dye is all over your teeth.
This shit's going to get banned. Wait, it's all over my...
Just please watch the couch.
It's not on the couch.
Mike, we owe you now new furniture after...
It's on my shirt. Is it on my face still?
No,
just in your teeth.
It really oozed though.
It did.
Let me tell you, I didn't expect that red to come oozing like it did.
What does it taste like? What is it?
It tastes like apple. I honestly didn't get any of the center. I'm taking one more.
Let me tell you, if you want to be sexy on a date, do not be ordering this donut. She's got.
It's like, she's I don't know what the top is.
Is it cinnamon?
I'm going to do it like Bethany. It's
appley. It's sparkly. It's sticky.
Is it sick?
It's insane.
I want you to try it. Okay, Dre's turn.
Okay.
I give this, honestly, for $14. You got to be fucking kidding me. These minis are 10 times better.
I will say that the... appearance is V special. I mean, that is it's ruby red.
I mean, who knew you could put sparkles in your food? We're gonna die. They're gonna ban sparkles. They're gonna ban red.
Wow. Okay, here we go.
Well, you got that cream. Look at that. Came out finally. She got cream all over her face. It really oozed out for you. I'm sorry if you're listening to this, but we are literally eating
cherry.
Cherry, you got cherry nodes.
I got some cherry notes. It's sweet mixed with a cream.
It is absolutely insane that they didn't tell you what it tasted like. No. It was just a mystery.
I just thought it was apple. It's supposed to be apple, but you don't get much apple.
You don't get much apple. I'm getting more sweet.
Are our teeth red?
Cherry. These aren't as much anymore.
Okay,
well, thank you for that little treat, Steve.
1 to 10, I'm going to give it a 6.
I'll give it a 6 because the most thing I tasted, I think, was like the whipped filling.
Yeah, which isn't even apple-y. She's like, it's like an apple cream.
They just made it look good. They just made it look pretty.
Listen, apparently, if you put sparkles on a donut and stick it in a fancy-ass box, you can sell it for $14. I told you, I'm making $1 million this year. I'm really collecting business ideas. So this is honestly a real lesson for me.
Okay.
This you is know what you the guys red should is? Do with your merch. You this should just is get a fancy box.
Fancy box. That's you're getting you a fucking piece of it's, cloth that says like BW.
It's all in the packaging, all in the branding.
Really is.
What this is, it's candy apple. What they put a caramel apple in, it's just the red candy apple taste.
Without the hardening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's why it's everywhere.
Yep.
Got it.
That's what that is. That's
thank
what that
you
is.
Thank you for indulging in that. That thank was super you fun. I'd say big wig bite, not so much. Like if I just had it on my own, I'd be like, it was yeah fine. But it was fun to do on air. Maybe we should taste more big wig bites on air.
Yeah. I mean, surprise each other. Ooh, surprise each other.
Some bug. I gotta tell you, I got this red all over me. Some bug just flew directly in my face.
You're attracting fruit flies now.
Help.
That means it's real fruit, no?
Listen, Krispy Kreme, I love you. And I've always been a fan. And maybe you didn't hit the mark with this big apple bite, but it was
aesthetically, though, you
beautiful
hit it.
Yeah, it looks mm-hmm beautiful. And you know what? We got these minis to make up for it. So those are great.
Thank you so much. Unofficial, official sponsor of the Big Wigs podcast.
I love it. I think that's our episode.
I think so, too. We've got places to go, people to see. You've got to hit the flights to catch, boats to take, trains, planes, and automobiles. That's the name of the game, folks. Are you ready to be a game host this weekend?
Love it. You know I did that for my whole life.
It's true.
I did like 500 games. I can't wait to host a game show. Anyway, guys, please get tickets to our live show. Mm. On November 8th in the Lower East Side at Caveat. It's going to be swanky. It's going to be chic. We're going to have a guest. It's going to be fun. I can't say any more right now, but I really would love for you to get a ticket. If you don't know where to get a ticket, just check our bio on Instagram. We're going to post more about exactly it. I think we got to start like really hammering it in, but mm-hmm. And
agreed.
Yeah. And make sure you follow us. We got a new video that's going to drop this week. If you're into I'll just give you a hint. If you're into these Caitlin and Chris catch ups, you know.
Well, clearly Anna's not into it, but I'm into it.
If you're into them, no, I'm of Jesus course I'm Christ into them. Then stay tuned because we got a goodie coming. And
follow us on Instagram, follow us on YouTube, subscribe. We're almost at 100 subscribers. It's ooh, very exciting. It's a very exciting time, Anna.
Stunning.
It really is. And go watch the Beckham documentary so we can talk about it next week because it's really eye-opening and gorgeous. Okay. I'm obsessed with them and I want their relationship.
Maybe I'll watch it on the plane tomorrow.
Perfect.
Love it. Okay. Yeah. See you. Bye.